It's 7:04.
This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Joshua Johnson. The Miami Freedom Tower has been called the city's own Statue of Liberty. Now there are plans to build a massive condo right behind it, but Miami's Planning Advisory Board is recommending against the move. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin has more on last night's intense meeting.
An overflow crowd packed into Miami City Hall with passionate supporters and opponents of the project. Many, like resident Daniel Fernandez, told the board the Freedom Tower would be overshadowed by a 62-story condo.
I think the beauty of the building is in leaving it the way that it is. And I think when they show what it would look like and they say, no, it would keep the integrity of the tower, I think that's insulting to anybody who has sight. I think when you look at it, you say to yourself, my goodness, this is not what I've been seeing since I've come to this country. And that's what I'm sure my father would say, who came here when he was just 17 years old.
But developer Pedro Martin and his supporters told the board this is the best way to preserve the historic building.
We want to open the tower to the public. It hasn't been done over the past 20 years. And we want to make sure that it endures for many years, hopefully hundreds of years. It takes a lot of money to maintain this tower.
But board member Arva Moore Parks voted against it, saying there are plenty of places to build a condo building, but only one Freedom Tower.
This is about our soul. The Freedom Tower is our Statue of Liberty and our Ellis Island rolled into one. It's about who we are, what we're becoming. It sends, most of all, it sends the rest of the world a very strong message about what we value.
By a 3-3 vote, the Planning Advisory Board voted against recommending it, with the proposal now going to the full Miami Commission. Michael Hiblin, WLRN Herald News.